Welcome. This is The Lowdown.
Woke up quick at about noon.
Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Idle.
We go fly.
Guidance.
Guidance go.
The Lowdown. With Damian Barley.
You realize this is our radio show,
yeah.
Right?
Jason Ross.
But they just need to get it right.
And Ken Rudolph.
My honest answer would be something that's probably going to be offensive.
The Lowdown.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Broadcasting live from the Coors Light Studios. Coors Light. With great beer comes great responsibility. The Lowdown.
You mad, bro?
You mad, bro?
Knowing nothing in life but to be legit.
Now.
Don't quote me, boy, because I ain't sick.
This is The Lowdown.
And here we go. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Happy Monday to you. Thank you for tuning in and joining the show. Here we are, down a man. No Jason Ross today.
Man down. Man down.
He'll be in at 3 o'clock filling for another man who's down. Grant Napier, a little under the weather. So Jason and Nate will be on immediately following us. But fresh off your television set, the very good-looking Ken Rudolph with us.
Oh, you didn't have to say that. Thank you so much.
My name is Damian Barling, Young Matthew on the controls as always.
Yeah, where do you start? Just jump right in.
Let's start here. We're a sports show, so we are often your outlet for getting away from the real world. And yesterday we became very clear of what our world is. So while we may not be talking about the situation in Orlando, which is something we don't shy away from here on this particular radio show, we don't shy away from world issues. The fact is there's no sports tie-in, and if you need news and you want updates on that, you know where to find it. But we're here to be your outlet, and as Ken just said there is a lot to talk about, and I guess we'll, you know, the Stanley Cup's not going to be making its way here to the KHTK studios as we hoped it would. The series wrapped up last night. Penguins get their fourth Stanley Cup in franchise history.
They earned it, too. They played a much better series. I mean, the Sharks were amazing, man. They had a great season. They were awesome, and they still fought all the way to the last second.
They were playing from behind the entire series.
And it's one of those things, when they tied the score yesterday, I was like, okay, now you're in the position where it's tied 1-1.
Uh-huh.
One goal changes everything.
How long did that last?
I didn't even get up. I got up to go to the restroom. I came back. It's 2-1. I'm like, what just happened? And that's the kind of thing they kept doing that the whole series.
That's what happened game five. I mean, this was a number I should have looked up because I was thinking about this last night as I was watching the game. If you remove game five where everyone was scoring so quickly.
Right.
Did they lead in the series at all? I know they won games.
They won that game, and then they won the other one.
Yeah, they won the other one in overtime. Their number of minutes leading in that series is relegated to that game five.
Right, and I'm wondering, how do they do that? I mean, it just can't be all experience. I mean, I know it's a huge part of it, because quite a few members of that Penguins team, including their captain, Sidney Crosby, had experience. They've been here before, so they know what to do. And it's so amazing how much difference that makes when you've never been there before. You're not quite sure what to do. You're not quite sure how your body's going to respond. And, you know, the Sharks are so full of fight and had so much speed, but they ran into a team that's just simply better.
Sidney Crosby, by the way, MVP. 0 goals scored.
But he set the tone for a lot.
No, he's the guy.
He set the tone
he's
for a
the
lot.
Guy.
But the one thing that the guys were complaining about with him possibly cheating, I saw evidence of that yesterday.
Did you?
Did you see when he lost the face-off?
No.
And then
I saw when he lost the face. I didn't pay attention to anything in particular.
He chopped him with the stick. He hit him in the back of the knee after he lost the face-off.
I just assumed that was legal.
No, you can't do that.
That's hockey. I thought everything was legal. I know exactly what play you're talking about. I know exactly what face-off you were talking about. They didn't whistle him for anything.
No, they didn't.
So that's one of those hockey things.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things in hockey that are just like, ugh. You see the guy I don't remember who it was, which he got checked into the board and wound up doing like the splits.
Ooh,
his leg got caught his skate got caught as he was sliding in, and ooh, man.
But as it shows you what amazing athletes we're dealing with.
That's what they say.
It's amazing athletes.
Tough, you know, if you're tough, you're a hockey player. That was a word thrown around quite a bit between the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers over the weekend, despite their not being a game, you know, for the last few days. There's been plenty to follow with that series.
Absolutely.
And as everyone knows now, the Draymond Green suspension is real. He will miss tonight's game. And from all reports, I think Mark Stein had it first. He'll be watching the game from the Oakland A's game.
Yeah, he can't be in the building.
He cannot.
He can't be in the building.
That is a league rule, which will be really interesting to watch tonight because I imagine ABC, ESPN is smart enough to have cameras everywhere. I have to assume it's not going to be Oracle people, Oracle security stationed at all of the normal entrance points. I have to assume league security will be somewhere in case there's a mysterious dark car, you know, a car with dark windows driven in. I don't know that it's that serious, but I have to imagine that NBA security will be watching the situation a little closely because it is very unique. And I think the league has acknowledged there will be no punishments if he comes in after the game is over, assuming Golden State wins to celebrate.
Right.
Normally, I think that would result in a fine. I think if you're on the road, you watch the game from the hotel, or if you're at home, generally you just watch the game from the house or whatever it may be.
And I think that even with the suspension, after what happened on Friday in the fourth quarter, I can't see Cleveland beating the Warriors in any situation. They could suspend Steph and Klay, and I still can't see.
Jeez.
I still can't see
all three of them?
I just, they had everything they needed on Friday, and they couldn't score a bucket for 6 minutes. Like, if you're in the NBA Finals, you're on your home court, you got everything that you need. You know if you tie this series up, everything changes. Mm-hmm. And you're telling me you can't get a bucket for 6 minutes? Then they're finished. Can't imagine how they're going to be able to get it together and win two more games. How's that even going to be possible?
The Draymond Green situation, I think it's irrelevant. They're at home. This game is an Oracle. If this game was in Cleveland, maybe you could argue, okay.
It might make a difference.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe. I get the feeling Golden State's kind of fed up with this whole Cleveland Cavaliers thing, and they're just going to put them out of their misery tonight.
I think the same thing could be said for the NBA and Draymond Green. I think they're kind of fed up with his antics. Because at some point,
that's fair.
You have to say, hey, come
that's
on,
fair.
Man. And I think that's what the suspension is about. And there are a lot of Warriors fans who are upset thinking it doesn't warrant a suspension. And maybe this—
The act alone doesn't.
Maybe it doesn't, but it's the accumulation.
But that's the thing you have to understand.
Yeah.
It's not the act that got him suspended. It's the act that got him the flagrant foul. It's the flagrant foul
that got him
suspended.
Exactly.
And we knew it was possible. That was the first thing Jason texted us yesterday after the suspension came out, right? That was one of his three the hard ways when the final started. He posed the question, will Draymond Green get suspended at some point during the series? And both of us, hands down.
Said, yep.
Yep, absolutely. I don't even think we thought about it.
No, we didn't.
It was the shortest question in the history of this segment. Will he get suspended? Yes.
Yep, next question.
Yeah, that's the way he plays. He's going to. He can't contain himself for this long because he was already on the verge of suspension dating back to the soccer kick.
Exactly.
You can't go near the King's genitalia. They'll get you. You can't mess with the King's
and there'll be
the King's
a lot
scepter,
of,
if you will.
There'll be a lot of, and I say this particularly for Warriors fans, because obviously they're the ones that have something at stake here. There are a lot of Warriors fans who are crying on social media about how the King gets special treatment. And I'm like, yeah, he does.
Mm-hmm.
You got a guy on your team that gets special treatment too.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not crying when he's getting special treatment. But now when it goes against you, you're crying. First off, if you're confident in your team, stop crying. Get ready to win your NBA championship. Shut up and have some class. Try that.
Mm-hmm.
Just for once. Just try that. Because I've yet to see that or hear that from Warriors fans. You're the defending champion. Have some confidence and some class. Act like you've been there before because you have. Act like you're going back because you are.
Right. This isn't new. This isn't your
this
first
is
one
your
in
first
30-something, 40-something years or whatever
guys
it was last
year. Whining about LeBron getting a call. Yeah! He is the marquee player in this league. I know Steph is the new hotness, but LeBron's been holding this thing up for the last 5 years by himself, man. He's going to get the call. Just accept it.
Draymond Green is such a polarizing guy. Like we already have the phone lines lit up wanting to talk about Draymond Green.
Now, it's going to be all Warriors fans because we're in Northern California.
Maybe.
And they're going to defend their man, and they're going to whine about LeBron. And I'm like, your man's been doing that for three consecutive playoff series.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's my thing. I'm going to go ahead and throw the kicks and the punches. I'll say they're accidental. All right? But then you got a guy that intentionally gets in the faces of people when he makes a bucket. That stuff he was doing to Steven Adams after he made a bucket,
right,
bumping his chest, rubbing up against him as they go down the court, talking to him. I'm like, come on, man. Your dude is kind of a jerk. It's not even necessary.
Right.
That stuff's not necessary.
That was. Well, I mean, I remember that was a. We have these show recaps that go up after every show that Young Matthew puts up with. You can go back and stream the entire broadcast. And I remember one of them was called. It was a, I think it was a line that one of us used. Draymond Green isn't dirty. He's just a jerk.
Just a jerk. That's what
now
he
I'm
said.
Beginning
yeah.
to wonder. Is, no. is he dirty?
No, I really don't think he is.
He's
really,
just a jerk?
I really believe he is just a jerk. Yeah. Not on the, not off the court.
Sure.
You know, he's a fantastic individual. He donated so much money back to Michigan State. He's a
right.
wonderful person.
We've done that. We've done that.
Yeah.
We've done the defining guy. You know, we did that with DeMarcus Cousins for
yes.
a whole hour.
Exactly.
Separating the man on the floor from the man off the floor. There is a difference.
There is completely difference.
But this man on the floor, your boy in Golden State, he's starting to become a thing.
Yep.
He's becoming a thing that now we have to talk about. And the trash talking between these two teams, Klay Thompson, LeBron James, what words were used, what words weren't, whose soft wives are getting involved. Is this the Ooh. Birth of a new rivalry? There's so much to talk about here in this first hour. We also got your weekend in baseball coming up, and we will open up the phone lines for you. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Ray, I see you on hold. Hang tight. I promise we'll get to you immediately after the break as Hour 1 kicks off here at a lowdown on Sports 1140 KHDK. It's 12:17. Time to save at Hot Tub Supercenter. Call 315-TUBS or visit jacuzziofsacramento.com. The lowdown back in effect. Ken Rudolph. My name is Dami Barling. Jason Ross not here today. You can catch him at 3 o'clock. He'll be filling in for Grant along with Nate Goodyear on the Grant Napier Show. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. We opened up the show talking about Draymond Green. Ray, we appreciate your call. Thanks for holding. What do you got for us?
Man, with this suspension, this punk sucker LeBron, man. I'll tell you what. First of all, there wasn't a foul called on that play.
Correct.
Number two, LeBron threw him to the floor. LeBron stepped over him. LeBron rubbed his junk across the back of his head. I mean, come on.
There's just, okay, first of all, Ray, you know what? Let me tell you, Ray. You didn't say anything that wasn't true right there. You didn't say anything that wasn't true. But when it comes to Draymond Green, I feel like we're talking about men's junk just too frequently with Draymond Green.
And I get you, but. You know, he did kick LeBron and, you know, Adams.
Yeah,
Adams, Stephen Adams. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did kick him right in the you know.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, yeah, right.
But, you know, I mean, the focus has been on Draymond. You know, what about LeBron? You know, look what
no.
he did. Come on.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right. As a matter of fact, hey, Ray, we appreciate the call, man. Thank you so much. We really do. 916-339-1140. Here's Charles Barkley.
When a guy steps over you, you have a moral obligation to punch him in the balls. You have a moral obligation for a guy because that's really disrespectful to step over a guy. You're supposed to pop him in his junk if he steps over you like that.
So I think that's going to be a part of the vernacular now in sports. Punch him in the junk.
In the junk.
And here he is. And this is what Ray was alluding to, the step over. Here's Charles Barkley talking about LeBron James stepping over Draymond Green like that.
If a guy step over you, you got to get him. That's like, we always talk about that. That is the most disrespectful thing that you can do to a player that you knock down and step over him. And that tells me right there he could have played back when we had actually real basketball toughness.
That's what Tyronn Lue is most famous for.
Right.
Being the guy stepped over
mm-hmm.
before he was the head coach of the Cavs.
And an intentional step over. Mm-hmm. It wasn't accidental. He looked down as an Allen Iverson. Mm-hmm. Looked down like, this is the dude you're going to cover me with? Okay. Excuse me?
Not only did he step, but he almost did that foot kick back as if he was like burying him as he walked past.
Like, get out of here with that.
Look, I watched that play as all of us did over and over and over again, and he had gone down. Draymond Green went down, and LeBron went to step over him. So no one is absolving him from that. So his punishment is a technical foul. Fine, whatever. Draymond Green's punishment is a flagrant foul because he swiped at his junk.
There you go.
You can't swipe at someone's junk.
There you go.
You can kick him. You can kick him in the junk,
but
you can't swipe at it.
And here's the thing. People say, well, then, you know, LeBron baited him. Yeah, maybe he did.
Yep.
Maybe he did. And that's Draymond Green's fault for not understanding and coaches for being like, look, They're coming after you.
Yeah.
You know they're coming after me. And people have been complaining on social media that this is a desperate move from LeBron. Maybe.
What you got
to
do.
He's the captain. Well, he's trying to get his team going. Your dude fell for it.
And then, of course, there's conspiracy theories, and the league wants the series to go longer. Like, come on, man. I'm not sure this is going to get it done.
Right.
You're going to have to come up with a better conspiracy than this one.
Exactly.
This one doesn't cut it. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Will, what do you got for us, man?
Hey, guys, I just want to get one thing, and I made sure before I called in it was okay to say this on the air.
Okay.
Like, the reason guys are getting real upset about this is because that step-over motion like down on the court, as a basketball player, I can tell you, it's a symbolism for teabagging. And that's why guys are getting bent, because it's a really disrespectful thing.
Well, yeah, no.
Yeah,
and
we totally get that.
Absolutely. And look, we're not absolving LeBron of his part.
It was disrespectful. Yeah. Yes, it was.
One thing to say to LeBron, win the finals. I mean, if you can do it, do it. Don't provoke a guy into trying to get him out of a game. That's not right.
Well, and we appreciate the call, Will. Thank you so much. Yeah. I think a lot of this is stuff that's been happening to LeBron. People have tried to poke LeBron, tried to get under his skin. And as he told us all, and as you'll hear shortly, he likes to take the high road. But we'll get to that in just a second. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Les, thanks for calling. What do you got?
Yeah, hey, guys. I have a couple comments. I listen to all you guys, all you sports announcers and radio announcers, and it seemed like every one of you guys overlooked the fact that he did step over him quite naturally, but you tried to accumulate everything up until that point. If he stepped over him at that period, that was wrong. At that point, any other man, like Charles Barkley said, would do what he did. And every sports announcer on TV, you know, it's like LeBron James can do no wrong.
I
don't get that.
No, I agree. No, you're right. I think LeBron James is covered a little bit differently at times, but I think
nobody talks about that.
Well,
nobody.
I think the two of us just acknowledged he was wrong. Like that, like no one is absolving, at least no one in this room.
Yeah.
Well, Kiki Vandeweghe haven't said a word about what LeBron James did.
Sure, but Kiki Vandeweghe
is making these decisions.
But right, no, you're right, Les. But Kiki Vandeweghe doesn't have to make any sort of ruling on LeBron. Like he can give him a technical foul, he can give him a flagrant foul. The fact is, none of that impacts Game 5 because of everything that Draymond Green has done in the postseason to this point has got him enough points, as they say, in their point system. To get him suspended for tonight's game.
I can acknowledge the point system. I'm just saying, but basically the announcer's saying, okay, because of what he did at that particular time.
Well, then they're covering it wrong. That's their fault. That's their fault as bad announcers.
That's all I'm saying. Right is right and wrong is wrong. Okay, Draymond Green was wrong. Right. That's all I want to get out, man.
All right,
I want some fairness here, man.
I got you, brother. We appreciate you so much. And, again, if you're looking at it any other way, Draymond Green wasn't suspended for what he did. Draymond Green was suspended for everything that he's done into the playoffs up to this point.
Exactly. Totality, accumulation of what he has done thus far. It just so happens that the last incident does involve he and LeBron James. So everyone is thinking, oh, well, the view is slanted because it's involving LeBron. I don't know about that. You're talking about your man came in with enough points that he just needed one more infraction like that to get him suspended, and he earned that. It wasn't like he came in with a clean record and he hadn't had an issue before. But then you could have a legitimate complaint. If he hadn't had an issue before, then he comes in and gets suspended. You're like, oh, he didn't do anything. But he's got a history.
And what went on after that whole scuffle has been talked about quite a bit. Is this the clip of Klay and LeBron back-to-back? Here's Klay Thompson. Here's LeBron James yesterday.
I don't know how the man feels but obviously people have feelings and people's feelings get hurt even if they're called a bad word. I guess his feelings just got hurt.
What did you say Klay said?
Klay said, I guess he just got his feelings hurt.
Oh my goodness.
I believe the transcript will support that.
I'm not going to comment on what Klay said because I know where it can go from this sit-in. It's so hard to take the high road. I've been doing it for 13 years. It's so hard to continue to do it, and I'm going to do it again. At the end of the day, we got to go out. We got to show up and play better tomorrow night.
Hmm.
Is there such thing as passive aggressive laughter?
That was it right there.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Right, that was like, oh, you silly young man. Oh, you silly boy.
I don't even know what to think of that. I don't know what to think of that whole display from LeBron. And here's another thing. Well, I'll hold off on that question.
Okay.
I'll give it to you right now. Let's all think about it. Can you think of a star player of LeBron James magnitude, particularly in the NBA, that has been trash-talked the way that he has by a basketball team? Think back to when the Pistons were beating Jordan or when the Knicks were roughing up Jordan. I can't remember any star of this level just being trashed the way the Warriors have trashed LeBron James. Think about that for just a few minutes. We'll get back to that. There are wives now involved in this situation. That's how volatile it's become. We'll explain what all that means next. The Bucks and Jason Kidd are finalizing a 3-year, $15 million extension for him to remain as the head coach.
Head coach and point guard?
Well,
head coach and backup point guard?
Oh, I think he's retired.
Yeah, I think he can still give him a good 16, 17
Oh, there's
minutes.
No question he could. There is absolutely no question that he could. That's Ken Rudolph. My name is Damian Barling. Jason Ross, we're missing you today, but you won't miss him for too long. He'll be on at 3 o'clock. Him and Nate Goodyear will be filling in for Grant on the Grant Napier Show. Lots of talk about There haven't been any NBA Finals games in several days, yet the top sports stories all – and the Stanley Cup ended last night.
Sure did, yeah.
But yet all of the top stories in sports center around LeBron and his little laughter at the press conference. What word was he called out on the floor by Draymond Green? And there, it's a very clear what the word was.
Sure,
audio, there's video of him calling him the B word, as they say. And by the way
– oh, brother?
Not that word.
Buddy?
Nope. Rhymes with snitch.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, think about it. Think about it. We'll make that three the hard way, was called. And by the way, shout out to the crowd last night at the Sharks game.
They were awesome.
Guys who go to games at Oracle, that's how you act when your team is down.
Yep.
You get up and you try to bring some life to them.
Exactly. And that's
you don't tighten up your booty holes and just sit there and go, oh, my God, we're going to lose this game.
Are we doing best and worst yet?
Yeah, well, let's do best and worst right now. What do you got for us? That crowd?
Not just the crowd. My best of the weekend is hockey.
Yeah.
The tradition involved in hockey and how everyone respects that tradition and how the Sharks losing the Stanley Cup on their home ice, right? But you have to stay out there on the ice while Pittsburgh celebrates because you have to wait.
No
matter how long it takes for the handshakes. Mm-hmm. So there's no walking off the court, even though it wasn't a finals game. There's no Detroit Pistons walking off without shaking hands.
Right.
There's none of that.
Yep.
You have to stay there and honor the tradition and respect the team that just beat you on the ice. And I think that's fantastic.
Agree.
It doesn't leave any room for any disrespectful behavior at all.
Agree. Absolutely. 100%. 339-1140. 1-800-920-1140. Chris, thank you so much for calling. What do you got?
Hey, fellas. I just want to talk about the Draymond Green, LeBron James. I'm really sick and tired of everyone hating on LeBron. Yeah, he stepped over Draymond, but you know what Draymond Green does every game is you watch him play, and you know people call him dirty or dirt, you know, whatever. But if you were to knock him down, I would step over him too. The way he plays, wants to hit people down low, wants to portray this person he is. Well, that's how you get treated, you know. In my opinion,
absolutely, man. Hey. You reap what you sow, right?
Exactly.
Oh, 100%, man. Hey, and I just hope tonight – I have no dog in this race. I just hope tonight that LeBron goes out and he shows the world why he's the best player in the league still today. I hope he comes back with a monster triple-double and they go back to Cleveland for game six. And
I've been hoping that all series, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
Just been hoping he'd do it, but – I don't know if it's the defense that he's struggling with. I don't know if it's the team. I don't know what it is, but it seems like he just can't get to that level this year.
I think it might have been a little Draymond in his head.
Could be. I guess we'll find out tonight. Yeah. Chris, we appreciate your call, man. Thank you so much. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Marcus, what's on your mind?
What's up, man? I just want to piggyback on that last call, and just want to get the point out that I don't remember a time where stepping over somebody was considered that disrespectful to deserve a hit in the nuts, you know. And I think that people are looking at this like stepping over somebody is like spitting in somebody's face, when, you know, it is demoralizing and it is disrespectful, but I don't think it deserves that kind of backlash. And I think the NBA got it right. Both of them were punished respectively. And like you said, you reap what you sow. And I think Draymond, he got let off the hook. People forget that he was let off the hook in OKC, and they were allowed to stay alive to even have a dog in this fight. And I think if he would have missed out on that series, they might not even be in the finals. So I think them having a few more games to still seal the deal, if they're meant to win, they're going to continue to win. You know, I think this ruling won't determine the series.
Right on, Marcus. We appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you even more for calling. One player, one Golden State Warrior has played in all 88 wins, regular season, postseason included. That one player is Draymond Green.
Oh.
The one game that he missed this year, January 13th, they lost 112-110. He's playing more minutes than any other player on the team, 38 per game. They're more effective offensively when he's in the game, and they're more effective defensively when he's in the game. There are a ton of numbers to support that. I won't bore you by rattling off a bunch of them. Do they win tonight without Draymond Green in the lineup?
I think absolutely. I mean, I understand Cleveland, they have to come out on fire because their lives depend upon
them. They can't play from behind.
Exactly. So they're going to come out hard, but I really feel like at this stage, Draymond has given that team so much that I really feel like they can operate without him just fine. Mm-hmm. Now, the question I'm going to pose coming up at the top of the next hour will deal with the details of how they're going to do that in three the hard way. I'll deal with that then. But I feel like they can totally handle this Cleveland team without Draymond Green.
Yeah.
The only question is that going to mean they're going to have to deal with somebody else? Is that going to free up LeBron for more? Because Draymond Green's putting a big body on him all the time.
That's an interesting thing to think about, is who will start in his position?
Iguodala, right?
Well, I would think, and that seems like the simplest answer, right? You start Iguodala, but if you do that, you're removing Iguodala from the bench.
True.
And now your rotation starts to...
You don't have that firepower.
It gets a little dicey,
yeah,
right? Because if you keep Livingston and Iguodala on the bench, then you essentially still have your entire repertoire in front of you.
Yep.
If you started someone like Brandon Rush, you start Brandon Rush, he guards Richard Jefferson.
That's a push.
Right. Exactly.
That's a push.
Exactly. So why not own that and keep Iguodala and Sean Livingston in their normal spots?
What happens when Spates is in there? Is he a defensive liability? Because he will definitely spread that floor because he can score. They're going to have to come out on him with those jumpers. But I feel like they don't play him enough because maybe he's a liability on the defensive end.
Right.
Because he got the body to maybe.
It just doesn't move very fast.
It just doesn't move. Yeah, that might be the issue.
And if you're playing at the four and LeBron's playing at the four.
You got an issue.
You better be able to move.
Yeah.
You better be able to move. We played this right before the break. Klay and LeBron back to back.
I don't know how the man feels or obviously people have feelings and people's feelings get hurt, even if they're called a bad word. I guess his feelings just got hurt.
What did you say Klay said?
Klay said, I guess he just got his feelings hurt.
Oh, my goodness.
I believe the transcript will support that.
I'm not going to comment on what Klay said because I know where it can go from this sit-in. It's so hard to take the high road. I've been doing it for 13 years. It's so hard to continue to do it, and I'm going to do it again. At the end of the day, we got to go out. We got to show up and play better tomorrow night.
High road, invisible bridge used to step over said person when open floor is available left to right. So says Aisha Curry on Twitter.
Oh, wait a second. What?
Yeah.
Oh, now she's cooking up some trouble.
Now she's entering territory she shouldn't be in.
Oh,
come on now, don't do this.
This just got spicy.
We had this conversation before.
Yes, we did.
About wives being a little too actively involved in these matters, and I get this doesn't have nothing to do with your man.
Zero.
And you got to be careful. You don't want to make sure you're not disrespecting a woman or disrespecting.
Oh no, yeah.
Hey, this doesn't have anything to do with you. Let your man do his job.
Let them handle all of that.
Let them.
Now, the thing about that is, though, my question is this, because I heard that there were some fans that were chirping at her via Twitter. Was she just simply responding to that, or was this something where she just came out?
No, this was
her coming out of no prompting to comment on LeBron James.
This is a subtweet that LeBron James would be proud of. If LeBron tweeted this, he would be very proud of it, because this was obviously, you just heard the audio. This was obviously directed at one person.
Absolutely.
You can't do that.
But wait, though. She is not even the most egregious of our offenders when it comes
to
this particular topic.
Oh, she's absolutely not.
All right.
We'll
get to that.
That honor goes to Peggy Vandeweghe, Mrs. Kiki Vandeweghe.
Oh, now is he considered an official, an executive? What's he considered in the NBA?
Both.
Okay.
He's the guy in charge of laying down punishments like the one laid down to Draymond Green. And so many people were paying attention to Aisha Curry's text. They missed Peggy Vandeweghe's tweet. We'll get that for you next, and we'll continue to take your phone calls at 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Join Sports 1140 at Folsom Diesel Works Tuesday from 1 to 2, 1126 Silby Street in Folsom. With any oil or filter change, score two tickets to the Folsom Rodeo. Take care of your truck's overall performance with Folsom Diesel Works. Check them out at FolsomDieselWorks.com. It's Dami Barley and Ken Rudolph. No Jason Ross today. He'll be on at 3 o'clock. A great deal of this conversation has centered around Draymond Green, the suspension, the Golden State Warriors, the game tonight, the Cleveland Cavaliers, LeBron James, who called him what, the B word, who's soft, whose feelings were hurt, dueling press conferences. Now we got Aisha Curry tweeting.
Ooh.
And because of that, another tweet that came out over the weekend that was largely ignored came from Peggy Vandeweghe, Kiki Vandeweghe's wife.
Okay.
And the tweet reads as follows. Just got in a marital argument over NBA finals regarding LeBron James and Draymond Green altercation. She tags LeBron James. She tags Draymond Green. She also tags Ramona Shelburne and Mark Stein of ESPN and asks, what's your take? It was shortly after this that the ruling from Kiki Vandeweghe, her husband, came out and said that Draymond Green was suspended for tonight's game. Which poses the question, what exactly was this marital argument about? And more importantly, who won?
Right? And how did it influence? I mean, we have to.
Did Peggy win the argument?
We have to go in assuming that the argument did not influence Kiki Vandeweghe.
We can assume that.
We have to go on assuming a man who has 30 years experience as an NBA player, even I think part of the coaching staff and executive now.
Hey, man.
Knows how to separate those two.
Right.
However.
Come on, man.
What? No. We have to give him that benefit of the doubt.
Sure. Okay.
The issue is with her airing that, right? Her tweeting that in a public forum to insinuate that there could have been any collusion between those two, or the discussion that they had somehow was a factor in the deciding decision.
The strongest man in the world has one weak spot, and that weak spot is a woman.
Well, his wife.
Your wife carries
weight.
That's a whole different weak spot.
Yes. Your wife carries weight.
That's a weak spot where Draymond Green likes to aim.
Yikes.
Got some control there. So
now, why didn't they delete that tweet? Okay, she did.
You know when you delete stuff on the internet, it's still there.
No, but when you delete it, that means you know it's wrong. So I was wondering if she left it up.
She deleted it.
Okay,
she deleted it. The NBA is aware of it. The USA Today article even noted the NBA is aware of this. They're discussing the matter with the parties involved. Oh, okay. That's a bad tweet.
That's
I thought
horrible.
Aisha Curry's tweet was bad. You need to. stay out of this. This doesn't even involve your husband, first of all. This involves one of his teammates. Stay out of it. You're not on the team. Because if you're LeBron James, what can, you can't say anything to her.
Right. You cannot clap
you,
back at her.
Right. You can't retaliate. So you're stuck. So what? Now does LeBron's wife have to say something to her? Like, right? Hey, check yourself, honey. You're talking about my man.
Let's keep it even.
Now you got like a whole other thing going on, right? But this is all bad. Can you imagine like Mrs. Roger Goodell tweeting something like this?
About the Patriots?
Right? About the Flategate?
About Tom Brady?
And we find out, you know, she's from St. Louis or something, was a huge Rams fan.
Yeah, this looks very bad.
Or she worked in the front office during the greatest show on turf or something right. along those lines, right?
Right, yeah.
Like you can't do stuff like this.
And we're talking about a league that is still trying to, just like we talked about the reason why they're doing the two-minute report for the officials. Number one reason why? Adam Silver is trying to bring the integrity and the trust back into the game from the fans. And he feels like transparency is the best way to do that. Well, one tweet like this undoes all of that.
And you know what happens, though? Every time something like this comes up, news organizations to try to get a hit or to try to get a click or to try to get some attention, who do they interview? Tim Donaghy.
Oh, yes.
They call him up and ask him his opinion. So what's his opinion now? Well, of course his opinion is what it's always going to be because it's the one that's going to get attention.
And it's also the opinion that's going to support what he was doing. Because remember, right. his main thing probably is that David Stern said that he was working by himself. And he's
Rogue.
Contended this whole time. He's like, I was not.
Disgraced.
Yes.
Those are the two words that you often hear. Or not often. You always hear with Tim Donaghy. He says that absolutely, and of course, this is how the question was framed, so he's answering the question that was put in front of him. Absolutely, the NBA suspended Draymond Green in hopes of extending the series between the Golden State Warriors and Cleveland Cavaliers.
And then did he say, see, it wasn't just me.
See, that's the fault of the news organization. This was actually, this wasn't some small, chunky organization. This was Sports Illustrated that had this guy on, some internet show that they have. Like, come on, man. You like to use the term low-hanging fruit.
That's definitely low-hanging fruit, exactly.
Stop. It's not a good look right there.
Not at all.
Just let that guy go away. You gave us your best of the weekend. I want to give you mine, and we're going to talk about it a little bit more at length in the 1 o'clock hour. My best was that O.J. documentary on Saturday night.
Oh, my goodness. That was so awesome.
One, that was just under 2 hours of the 7:40 or 7:30-something that we've heard this thing was clocked at over the five parts. And it lived up to every single bit of the hype. It was really, really good. I learned a lot from it.
Yes, I did as well. I mean, you would think by this point, there wouldn't be anything that we do not know about the individuals involved in this entire tragic story. Yet that documentary managed to bring out some bombs.
Yeah, it was really good. And as I said, we're going to talk a lot more about that in the 1 o'clock hour. One thing that I really do love was how it ended. It was the still of Nicole and OJ, and it was an acknowledgement of, look,
what's to come.
You all know where this is going,
yeah,
and you know how bad it is.
But I don't. The good thing about it is like you do know where it's going, and you know how bad it is. But actually, you don't.
Yeah, and that's exactly how I took it. I thought it was incredible. My worst of the weekend goes to Stephen A. Smith, and it pertains to O.J., where he is trying to convince the world he could have convicted O.J. Simpson.
I don't know if there's anyone that could talk with Johnny Cochran in a room in the court. I got to go with Stephen A. Smith. He's like Johnny Cochran and Don King in one.
I'll give him a lot more of Don King than I'll give him Johnny Cochran. Johnny Cochran, every single thing he did was calculated.
True.
Stephen A. Smith, I think, just talks, and it winds up to be like, wait, what? Wait, what? Did that make sense? And then he makes you think, like, wait, what? My problem with Stephen A. Smith is he's the same guy who I think when referring to Kevin Durant used the term, like, don't cross me. Don't even think about crossing me. It's like, dude, you're a sports TV show host. And you're going at Kevin Durant like, don't cross me? I lost a lot of respect for him that day. You don't challenge star players. And ESPN did nothing to discipline him for that. You don't do that. You don't challenge a star player. Because, again, it's a lot like the Ayesha Curry scenario. LeBron can't go at Ayesha. What's Durant going to do? Go beat Stephen A. Smith up on TV, on courtside? Well, go punch him in the mouth?
Didn't Glenn Robinson I think he threatened to do that.
And how did that work out for Glenn Robinson?
I don't know.
Right, exactly.
I don't think it has.
We mentioned the OJ documentary coming up in the next hour. Did Magic's tweets get him in trouble?
You mean did we get him in trouble?
Well, I don't think we did.
Okay.
I think he may have.
Okay.
He may have gotten himself into a little trouble. We'll talk about that, the Baylor situation. Also, Three the Hard Way coming up next.